Genug vom täglichen Grind. Spiele Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 und 4 und grinde, als wär's 2002. Ein legendäres Remake der Originalspiele mit neuen Parks, krasseren Tricks, plattformübergreifendem Multiplayer und abgefahrenen neuen Spielmodi. Hol dir das neue Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 und 4 und zeig der Welt, der Shred stirbt nie. Jetzt vorbestellen auf tonyhawkthegame.com/playnow. Verfügbar ab dem 11. Juli.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, comedian impressionist Frank Caliendo. It's coming up right after this.
Ah, da ist meine Prime-Bestellung.
Was? Jetzt schon?
Nur eine Sache begeistert so sehr wie die schnelle Lieferung mit Prime. Und zwar das tolle Unterhaltungsangebot von Prime.
Was schauen wir uns an?
Heads of State, die neue Actionkomödie mit John Cena, Idris Elba und Priyanka Chopra Jonas. Sieht mega aus.
Schnelle, kostenlose Lieferung, geniale Unterhaltung und mehr gibt's bei Prime. Für nur 8,99 Euro pro Monat werde jetzt Prime-Mitglied. Die Inhalte können Werbung enthalten. Fortlaufende Mitgliedschaft. Mehr auf amazon.de/prime.
Daddy, I think I hear a horse outside. Go check it out.
Hey, there's no horse out here.
One man, one mouth, one microphone.
He's been the KOA Campgrounds Entertainer of the Year 4 years running.
No, Eddie, it's a tape.
A tape? It can't be.
Yes, it can, Eddie. It's the true master of vocal gymnastics, Mr. Sound Effects 2.
Who's the master?
Finally, you can enjoy all of his most cherished routines performed, as always, without the aid of artificial sound effects. He'll do man walking a dog.
Come on, doggy.
Thank you.
Man going on a long walk with a dog.
Oh, this sure is some long walk, isn't it, boy? Thank you.
Man going on a long walk with a dog and finding a toolbox alongside the road.
Boy, it sure is a long walk we're taking today. Well, is that a toolbox I see? Well, I'll be darned. Thank you.
Who's the master?
And much, much more.
One man, one mouth, one microphone.
This bonanza of mouth wizardry is unlike anything you've ever heard before. But wait, if you order today, you'll receive a bonus cassette featuring three highly requested ringtones, a barking dog, a Wild West shootout.
Thank you.
And the number one downloaded ringtone offered exclusively by Mr. Sound Effects 2, a man in a toolbox.
Hey, there's some blush.
One man, one mouth, one microphone.
The best of Mr. Sound Effects 2, already number three with a bullet.
And thank you.
On the KOA campground charts 2 months in a row. To get yours, call 1-800-BARK-BARK today.
Now this here's a man dialing a phone. Thank you.
Yes, Mr. Sound Effects 2 can do it all.
Hi, folks. This is Mr. SFX 2. And thank you for buying the best of Mr. SFX 2. Why, you've made me happier than a pig in slop. Thank you.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We have Frank Caliendo has joined us in the studio.
Yes.
Yay.
He's a very handsome man.
One person.
Frankie C.
Hey,
Frank. What was that? My family? Hey, how you doing, Frankie? How you doing? Come on, smoke a cigar with us. I'm fine. And a Willie's here.
Frank, you told me, I thought you wanted me to come down so we could tell stories about the road.
Remember? Oh.
I was kidding. No.
I was kidding.
Like a small talk.
We don't have any time for you today.
I'll get lunch with my sisters later, I guess. I don't know.
Frank Caliendo is going to be doing a bunch of gigs with Willie, it looks like here.
Yeah.
Brookfield, Wisconsin at the Milwaukee Improv.
Yes. Wow. That's a mile from where I grew up.
I was going to say, that's your home court?
It is, yeah. My dad will be there with the Frank Caliendo t-shirt on.
All right.
Nice.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, wonderful. Who said wonderful?
I did.
Check. Yeah, that was
man, I gotta get him.
Correct.
Yeah. I got to somehow get a Josh Arnold half-fat t-shirt to Frank's dad to wear.
I'll tell you what. I want him to wear it. I would encourage that.
There if you guys go. Have never met Frank's dad, I thought my dad was embarrassing.
Wow. Is that right?
He walks around the show before the show starts. Hey, how you doing? I'm Frank's dad.
I love that.
He signs pictures for people. Oh, tells them he has a radio show.
And he doesn't? I see what you're saying.
No, he will wear, old Frank Caliendo his name's Frank as well. Mm-hmm. His middle name is different, so he's Frank H, I'm Frank L, but they call me, I'm a junior for all practical purposes. But he walks around signing things, Frank Caliendo Sr., pictures of me, mind you.
I love it.
It's really fun the first time for people. But if they come to multiple shows, and then he will start telling them about his ailments. I got two new knees. Want to see me run? And then he'll do like the 40-foot dash in the club. I mean, all this, you can ask Willie. That's why I brought him as a witness.
I love it. I love that.
Was this the first impression that you, as an impressionist, as a kid, was the first one you did? Was that your dad?
I had to pretend he wasn't there. My dad embarrassed me so much growing up. I mean, he was one of those, we would be at Chuck E. Cheese, and he does one voice, Donald Duck. He does it pretty well, but he would do that, and I'm like, I'm a 10, 12-year-old kid. Probably 10-year-old kid. I'm like, Dad, that's a different mouse. Not Mickey Mouse, that's Chuck E. Cheese. And, so he's doing the Donald Duck voice everywhere, and it's just always was very difficult. It's part of why I have a lot of the problems that I have. It's I'm good at speaking to a group, but not good in groups. He thinks, because he was a minor league baseball player, and I played baseball growing up, so he thinks it's like a sport where you go, where you're going to maybe go 2-for-2 and he'll counsel me on a strikeout or something like that. Don't go through the jokes with me afterwards, Dad.
Yeah, my dad did that too.
My dad's still doing it 25 years later.
My dad would still be doing it.
Where's the shirt?
Stopped a couple of years ago.
Hey, Josh, why doesn't your dad do it now?
Oh, boy.
He does.
Oh!
I was trying to say it the way
I got it. I understood. I understood.
Big fan of yours, by the way.
What was that?
Big fan of yours.
Oh, he was?
At my shows, he would walk around the audience and go, I'm a big fan of Frank Kelly.
Wow. Wearing your shirt.
Wearing my shirt. Right. Signing pictures of me with my dad.
Yeah, Larry Kelly. Cremated in one, actually.
Oh!
Wow.
One step too far.
Frank's dad walked up to me after I opened for Frank last time, and he goes, hey, maybe you could be part of my comedy group.
Yeah, dude.
What
is that
about?
Now?
I love everything about
it. As do I. This is so wonderful.
That's what he said Friday. And I'll admittedly, Friday, I had kind of a weird set. It was like Friday early show. The crowd's like just getting back from work. I had kind of a weird set. And then Saturday, first show, just not to toot my own horn, I killed it. I had a great set. And Frank walks in Saturday and he goes, you know what? That was much better than last night.
Yes.
He did. I was there. He did.
I know.
And I love the accent you give. My dad has a normal Midwestern accent, but we all do it kind of like this.
Yeah, kind of like this. What are you doing? I'm good. You're much better. You're getting better every night.
He's a made guy.
Does he still live in the house you grew up in?
Yes. Yes, he does. He refuses to leave.
Now, do you stay there when you're in town?
No. No, I stay. I stay as far away from that place. It's like pulling up to the Munsters. It's what it's like.
Oh, God. That's funny.
It is. Like, there is still... I have a scar. This isn't like Harry Potter. I'm not the chosen one. There is a scar on my forehead where I tripped on a long shoelace. My shoe was untied. I stepped on the shoelace and landed into the brick next to the door. Mm. There's still blood 50, 40 some years later, nobody's wiped the blood off of that brick. It's still there. And it's he doesn't. No, I don't.
Hey, you see, this is my son's blood. Frank,
yeah. Frank, you want him to sign it right here? He's got some of my blood. Let me poke my finger here. You know, this is how they used to do it when I was a kid.
Does he shout out requests in the middle of your show?
No, I will say my dad's here. How come I don't got better seats? Every time it's like Jeff Dunham and Walter.
But that's got to kill. How come I don't got better seats?
Oh, yeah. And it's not even have. It's got. How come I don't got better seats? And I have a reply. The restraining order.
Oh, that's a good bit.
Does he say stuff like, you're not doing enough Madden? You know, Madden, that's what that launched your career.
Do your Aunt Cheryl.
How about some anti-cookie? You know, she wasn't really a cookie, right? You could use that, Frank.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, yeah. No, it's jokes. Really fun for a lot of people the first time.
Frank Caliendo is our guest. Speaking of cookies, why don't we just check in? Kind of a sad note in the world of news. Christy, you got that story?
Yes, I do. Hold on a second.
I'm nervous. I haven't heard any sad.
The guy that brought us Famous Amos cookies has passed away.
Oh, boy. I know him well.
Wally Amos was 88.
Wally,
he died Tuesday. Mr. Amos started Famous Amos way back in 1975 when he used a $25,000 loan from a few friends in Hollywood to open a store in L.A. that would eventually become a $12 million company by 1981.
This guy showed up on Shark Tank one year.
And then a couple weeks ago, Richard Simmons died. Famous Amos.
Boy, by all accounts, a lovely man who never angered anyone.
Show. And
tried to help people, bring some help into their lives.
I'm just glad it was my Famous Andy joke. No.
Richard Simmons, I once saw him. I was doing a news show in New York City. I was really fat at the time, and he came up and started singing to me. You will. Yeah.
No.
Yes. And I didn't figure it out until I looked in the mirror, because nobody had told me for a while. Yes. And I'm like, I think he thinks I'm one of his clients. Yeah, that was, I remember him just, he grabbed my face. Oh. I mean, it was like a
moment. You remember when he was in here.
He was in here, yeah. He was very strong.
A lot of energy. A lot of energy.
Yes. Yes.
Helped a lot of people, so sorry, didn't mean to be mean.
Did he have a talk show?
Why do I remember that?
He was
omnipotent.
He was everywhere.
Was it something with the oldies? What was it?
Sweating to the oldies. Yeah,
that was a DVD collection.
Yeah, it was his workout thing.
He probably made 500 mil off of it.
Enough to buy some more peppermint striped shorts.
They were adorable.
Oh, aren't they?
I've just been told there was a porn movie called Famous Anus.
Is that right?
Should have known.
Is that an Alexis Texas feature?
Can we have any of these responses curated in any way?
I can't help it. Some friend of mine just
some texted me.
That's terrific, Rob.
It wasn't Rob. Now you're going to have to apologize.
I was trying to make Rob laugh.
Okay. I'll see now. In any event, yes, sad to see Famous Amos.
He was in Hawaii. Mr. Amos had retired and was living in Hawaii.
So okay.
He had a nice life.
Roaches.
Yeah. Roaches.
Oh
yeah.
Hawaii's littered with
biggest small dogs over.
The recipe for Famous Amos cookies, by the way, he used real ingredients, no coloring or chemicals, and kept it as close to handmade as possible, even as his company exploded into national distribution.
I'll be honest, not my favorite cookies.
He sold them. Yeah.
They may crack the top 10, but they're not in the top 5.
Oh, I like them. I like the little ones that come in the
bag. They're dry.
Yeah, in the store, they must have been really good. Because if something packaged is that famous, the original must have been incredible.
Yeah.
It's hard to package them and have them maintained. Yeah, I agree.
Hey, you like your cookies wet? What are you doing?
I like them moist.
Don't you think there was a little bit of it was hip in L.A.? Whoever invested probably first.
I remember being a kid when Chips Ahoy, that was there. But then Chewy Chips Ahoy came out, and I mean really
changed your life.
Yeah.
Now, Frank Caliendo's here. Frank, what's your favorite go-to snack?
Wow.
You're quite slender now. There was a time when you were a little more of a beef cadet.
Yeah, I mean, I still eat a bunch of...
a beef cadet.
Sorry, I cut you off on that.
I mean, it's true, but
you just said you were a little chubby.
No, there. You're right. I'm not denying it.
Yeah, he said he was a little chubby. That's quite different from a beef cadet.
No, I think he's right. I'm sorry. I cut off the punchline. Is more of what it was. That's a great.
But was there a snack food that helped assist you in the blowing up of?
And I thought the famous anus stuff was bad.
It helped you achieve the unnatural largeness.
Willie and I text back and forth, how awkward do you think your dad can make it? Really awkward.
It's just crazy, the stuff. He's trying. Imagine if he was doing it.
You're right. This is him trying to be kind.
And
subtle.
I'm trying to think what it actually... Oh, you know what it would be? The brownies, they're a mix... That are at this. My wife will make them.
Ghirardelli.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Ghirardelli brownies. Talk about moist.
Yes. Killer.
Yeah. Like the triple, killer. Quadruple
chocolate
chunk. She puts more chocolate chips in there. Oh, you know, a beef cadet. I can feel it
starting to happen here.
Beef cadet reporting for duty, sir.
I shouldn't have drank from the chocolate river. And a Gusta stoop reference. Now,
what person is the most corpulent person that you do an impression of?
Oh. Wow. Well, old school would have been Farley, the Chris Farley. I'm trying to think.
Well, how does he sound?
Well, kind of like this. Hey, nice to see you, Amos. I didn't realize you got here. Here's Richard Simmons. He's over on the side of me right now. You want to talk to John Madden?
Yeah, I mean, I'm right here. I mean, we're all here, and we're just sitting around waiting for Frank to do impressions of us together.
Madden, big man.
Think of all the people that you can think of, and then all the people that you can't think of, and between those two sets of people. I mean, I'm going to be right in there.
How tall was John Madden?
How tall was he?
Yes, yeah.
I think he was about 6'3", 6'4". When I met him, I finally met him in Dallas, and he was a monstrosity of like a mountain. Like it was like going to see Jabba the Hutt. I mean,
okay. It was a big.
He's big, big dude. And
Barkley's big.
Yeah. Are you just doing segues now?
Well, I was thinking of answers to Tom's question.
Okay, I was trying to think. I thought you were just going through the Rolodex.
No. Trust me, I don't want to hear these.
We have no idea.
We can go back to Beef Cadet if you want.
I think between the two, I'm doing great. I did park in the spot outside that said guest. Anybody realize? I'm trying to think of some of the fattest people, which is what people yell out at the end. Yeah. Like if I haven't done some impression of the people in here, that's what they'll say. They're like, John, how about John Candy? I'm like, you're just picking fat people. Like, chunks from the Goonies, do the truffle shuffle. Come on.
We were going to head back over to the sports desk. What's going on?
Olympics wrap up, kind of. Experts are dispelling a growing conspiracy theory, Tom, that Australian breakdancer Ray Gunn manipulated her way into the Olympics. According to an extensive article from Vox, and you know what they say, as Vox goes, so goes the Olympics. Rumors have been circulating over how Australian B-girl Ray Gunn, whose real name is Rachel Gunn, got a spot in the Paris Games following her controversial performance. Change.org petition alleges that 36-year-old and her husband manipulated the World Dance Sport Federation WDSF system to allow Ms. Gunn to judge herself in a qualifying competition. Breaking experts, however, have challenged those allegations.
So apparently it was legit. But nonetheless, it's the only thing people are talking about when it comes to break.
By the way, I didn't know that L.A. decided not to have breakdancing well before the Paris Olympics.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It made more sense to me to have L.A. introduce breakdancing Paris goes.
Although I think it may be, to Tom's points, more of an international thing. It may be it's bigger in Japan. It's bigger elsewhere than it
Josh,
is.
Josh, perhaps you could go over for Frank how Tom felt about breakdancing.
Embarrassing. Humiliating.
Horrible.
International tragedy.
Tom was humiliated, Frank, that they had breakdancing.
Really? You know, I was a breakdancer when I was younger.
Is that right?
Really? Yeah, I've stopped recently to go into the ping pong world, but I was on a team called the Nighthawks that worked out of the YWCA in Waukesha.
Oh, badass.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, we weren't the Waukesha Breakers, but we were. I was only on the team for like a month before it disbanded. But I got there. I got to a demo, and I did my what the people would call the windmill. I got my signature move in. Uh-huh. I got about 3 or 4 rotations.
That's good.
Yeah, you know, I was pretty good. I was the best at my school.
Nice, man.
Great school. Yeah, yeah. That's.
Do you have your own cardboard? Things like
I did. Linoleum. Linoleum and the pledge. You spray the pledge on linoleum, and I could spin at tremendous speeds.
Did you have a boom box?
I had a couple of boom boxes.
Yeah.
There's no stopping us.
Yeah. See, nice. Look at him. You are stunned.
I'll do it right now.
There he goes.
He blew his meniscus off.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid-fire takes.
And a lot to get to, and I'm not sure you're going to like all of it. Honestly, I don't even care if you like all of it or not. I have a job to do.
Scorching debates.
On any given week, you have lots to beef about. Take advantage of it. Get up in here.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
She's not my fault. We will get to all of that.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
Get up in here, and we'll beef later on. What's your beef?
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
You've been warned.